This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
The FBI is investigating possible civil rights violations after a police officer in suburban St. Louis fatally shot an unarmed teenager this past weekend. 18-year-old Michael Brown's death led to protests and unrest in the town of Ferguson, Missouri, where the shooting occurred. Cases like this hit communities hard, as Marketplace's Chrissy Clark reports.
Many of the costs of alleged police misconduct are not financial. Dick Simpson is a professor of political science at the University of Illinois at Chicago.
Well, the greatest cost is loss of faith in the police department.
But there are also very specific costs with dollar amounts attached. For example,
more than $100 million.
That's the tab for a string of police brutality cases in the 1970s, 80s, and 90s, picked up by the city of Chicago. It included court fees, lawyers' fees, and payments to some victims reaching the millions of dollars. Tim Lynch, director of the Cato Institute's Project on Criminal Justice, says all that money has to come from somewhere.
The taxpayers of these various cities pay the costs.
Mostly through the city's general fund, says Professor Simpson, meaning if a city has to spend a lot on misconduct cases,
it diminishes the ability to provide services to citizens.
And to compensate, a strapped city might even raise their property or sales tax. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.